Hello, audio boo. Just nicked Darren's phone to capture the atmosphere. We're at Darren's mum and dad's, and there is a barbecue happening. There's Darren and myself, Darren's mum and dad, their next door neighbours.
My cousin and his partner.
His cousin and his partner.
Don't you?
And
I've got to take the lid off for
them. Darren's dad's friend and his wife. And Darren's dad's cousin's their daughter.
I have it on like hot dogs or burgers.
And Zara, who has been very good and minded her own business. So I thought I would capture the atmosphere using Darren's phone, because mine's in the house tucked away.
What you got now?
This.
What is it?
Copperberg.
I wish.
What is it then?
It's Copperberg.
Is this Copperberg?
I'm reading it.
Oh, it is Copperberg.
What flavour is it?
I've just had a burger, and Darren has had a burger, hot dog, and he's been eating something called Borovos, which is.
Colin likes the pear one.
Is Borovos German sausage?
South African.
Oh, oops! I got that wrong.
What's South African?
There's the sausage that Darren ate.
Oh, that funny one.
The spicy one.
Yeah, I'm not a lover of spicy sausage.
Is that all we got? So, it's a pleasant evening. We're sitting under the pagoda. I think it's called a pagoda.
Yes, it is.
And I thought that I would use the phone because... less conspicuous. Stan's always got his phone in his hand.
No.
So just let you sample the atmosphere for a minute.
Was it? How long have you been up here now?
12 years.
12 years.
We're trying to work, because we've been there 13 years, and you've got the phone.
Yeah. It's a nice place to live. Yeah, you like it
before. Well, we actually went out to our fire first.
So for the benefit of audio booth, it's Mick and Lynn, Cheryl and Colin, Phil and Tracy and their daughter Amy, Dan's mum and dad, myself, and Darren.
We didn't realise, but
all's cool.
Can't wait to get away. Remember that
Neil got hurt coming down Quick Road? He got beaten up.
God!
And
the thing is, I can see why people move.
Zena's boyfriend. What was his name, Darren?
What, Jason?
No.
Mark.
Yeah.
Oops.
Mark.
He was on the bus at
a gun to the back of his neck.
His wages. Gosh! Oh, I would have just let him have it.
Back of his neck. It was a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Mind you, it was a busy part of London to live, wasn't it? It was quite busy.
Very busy.
What was
yeah.
that? Oi, Zara!
No.
Come here!
No, she's fine. She's all right. It's just me throwing it everywhere.
Well, she's probably. She's probably got it anyway.
No, she never. I got it. No, she
didn't.
Wow.
That's a miracle. So I've been faster than a Labrador.
Because she is fast. That's Ellie's barking at something.
But no one come in.
But Ellie's barking at something.
How are you?
There was a moped ride.
Just going to pause for a minute.
Okay, folks, just had quite a bit of food, had some Volovost. Volovost, however you pronounce it. I love that stuff, it's gorgeous. I'm just sitting in the front room for a second. And so I'm sneakily doing this boo because I don't really want others to know I'm doing it. I'll take it outside a minute and do a bit more boo outside. But yeah, having a nice time, had some nice food, had some Copperberg, had some beer, and now I'm going to head outside, I think. Yes, I think so. Capture a bit more atmosphere and I'll pause it again. I won't try talking at the boo. But yeah.
What's
in there? What?
Right in front of you.
What
is?
Bakewell tart.
It's right in front of you.
Zara?
Me. Go on towards your left, Darren.
What's
in there? Do you want a Bakewell tart or do you want a butterfly?
Oh, no, I'm putting
what's in the butterfly?
You know, butterflies.
Just a little bit of buttercream.
Bit of cocoon.
Behind it.
Yeah, I'll open it up again.
I can't reach the lights for me.
There you go. Thank you.
Did you want the lights on
you? Well, Dad's asked me to turn that on.
You want the lights on for you?
Well, that's me. You must think he's blind or something.
Don't, Dad.
You
haven't asked him.
Leave it shut
down. You should have asked him, Dad.
Why?
Close it down.
I opened it, Dad.
Well, more to the point, it's not shutting properly, so...
Dad, careful. What's that? Is there a plant there or something?
There was.
It's all right. It's just... What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Why do you have to go in there for?
That two or three?
What? Do you want a cake?
Yeah, I'll have
one. What's that on there? You've got,
I haven't got anyone here.
You have?
What's the bleeding nose then? What?
Chicken.
Oh, I didn't know I had that. Oh, Christ. No, I've been spare rib. Oh, I didn't know I had the chicken. Oh, okay.
That's
we're
all munching
cakes now. That's all right, I'll have my tart in a minute.
You've been yourself talking about salt and
thanks,
Cheryl's cakes, Darren. Right.
He didn't hear, did he?
Eh? Hey?
Don't lose salt.
I'm not planning, Stewie.
Thank you.
Right,
it's an ulterior motive.
Now
on a cake, Cheryl. I'm going to
sparkle
in
the
face.
Does Colin not drink either?
Yeah,
he's had some. Oh, he's driving. He's got work in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Shell,
yeah.
Everyone loves your cakes, darling.
Oh, good.
Yeah, not as nice. Much as we like the trifle.
Yeah, we're
going to
do a trek,
shall we,
trifle? But 3 hours in the car with cream.
And my driving.
And he's driving.
And those are some things never
change. You've been able to show us the trifle when you got here.
The ones with the cherries on
it. Only if you wait until the following day.
Good.
I like the coffee ones.
It's like John.
Because they are coffee.
Julie, they're coffee and walnut.
What do you want? She used to do lovely chocolate chip biscuits. And she always used to buy them and give them to John so that when we met up at work, lo and behold, box of biscuits. If I was lucky, there was 3 or 4.
We will.
He used to
eat. I've got 2. He's still down the tissue.
Helga.
Yeah, I do that. I put all my clean clothes on, and I think, oh, I have to clean my teeth, and I have to change my T-shirt again.
We should toast.
Oh, you're
it,
a splatterer, are you?
Dad,
because everyone.
That's so.
What do you want to do?
See Dad recently? Yeah, I was up there this weekend.
What do you want to do?
And I'll turn me back.
Spot the people.
Sorry, Dad. You were saying.
I said we should toast him later on because if he was about, he would have been invited and probably here.
Who, Tim?
No, John.
That's when I used to have a beard. Yeah, and hair probably. Yeah, for a few years.
Big John.
No, the second one where everybody's in.
Oh, yeah, right. Bless him.
Colin's at the back.
What the other one? Cousin John.
That's it, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where is Cousin John? Is he back in Spain?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Big John stood behind Colin.
Yeah.
You see Big John anywhere, wouldn't you?
I dread to think why he was called Big John.
You could do once, he dyed his hair and
he was very tall.
That's what I'm saying. We should toast him, mate, because he would have been here otherwise.
That was a good day. That was.
Yeah, he next weekend he would have been up.
Real
no, he would have come for a barbecue.
No, he wouldn't have come up this weekend.
It's bank holiday next weekend.
They're driving down. It's bank holiday next weekend.
I can't see me in there. Not that
one.
I didn't take it, did I?
Yeah. What, in the bottom one?
Yeah.
We found him the other day, didn't we?
Yeah,
you're somewhere near me.
You see? I'm going for a walk tomorrow.
No, Cheryl's addressed to Facebook.
All right, okay, that's cool.
So you'll have to confirm it.
Oh.
1718.
It was lovely. Those baked tarts were gorgeous.
A
couple of speckled hens so far, and a couple of ciders, and I'm on another speckled hen.
You cooked
food on it?
Yeah, you keep it out, you put more food on it. What's that?
What's dry?
What's that? The barbecue has not been touched since. Not been touched since I had my hip done.
No, that's true.
Not since my hip's been done, is it?
Imagine we use
they're not bad, actually.
We've only used ours when people
are 8% beef.
Has it been
Has Mick used
his new one? Yeah, in town. Twice, I think.
Yeah, we've got cards. Yeah, we come in with you. What's your business? My sister came.
It's only big, only one, though, didn't
it? Oh, yeah.
It's very similar to the one that we've got.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Then you bird fish on it.
I mean, in the summertime, Esther cooks outdoors all the time.
Does she?
Yeah.
Best way, if you can.
What is Esther cooks outside in the garden.
Oh,
what if you can? Also.
Are you going to go babies now? Go on, Dobby.
Yeah.
Go on,
yeah,
they've got.
You might have to go around with her.
Weather, I can't go with her. She'll have to go on her own. Go busy, Zara. Go on.
I'll have to try and coax her around.
No, it's probably not lit anymore, so she'll go past it.
We've been really lucky.
Go on, Zara. Go busy. Go on.
We still lost on this course, didn't we, really?
It was a right ham dinner last Sunday, there, wasn't it?
You ought to sing that.
Uncle Ray was out here with.
Yeah, I was studying with him.
I
was going to venture outside and then I thought, no, it's
stupid. Lucifer, I found Lucille and you ought to be there telling me about
Darren would have gone out.
For what? Oh, the thunderstorm, yeah, I would have done.
Last Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. They were just. Did you see him on Sylvie's roof?
Zara,
they were bouncing off a silver roof.
Oh, the hailstone, yeah.
What are you doing? They were literally bouncing sort of 3 feet.
I think she's looking for a way round.
Is that hard to
do? No, she can go past.
She might be good. She can smell food,
yeah.
Come and sit down.
I think she wants to go for a spendy.
I don't know if she is.
No, babies.
Go on, please. Go on, go busy, Zara. Zara, go. Zara, go.
This way.
Go on, go busy.
No, this way. No, go on, that way. Go on.
She's going
there. She just needs to be coaxed. That was all that.
She said she won't go past the barbecue if it's lit.
No, she's off now.
Yeah, that first thunderstorm.
She's a bit funny like that.
That first one was a cracker, wasn't it?
It
was brilliant. That was a cracker.
I mean, I was stood at door with Mick and I could see all lightning and I said, oh, I want to get that on my camera, but could I get it on
camera? Yeah.
Good luck.
We were sitting there having dinner.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, I love thunder, though. There's a nice feeling in the air afterwards, actually.
It does freshen air, doesn't it?
It really does.
Zizi.
Mark said to me,
oh, you're good. No, where are you going?
Zara, thunderstorms.
No, I'll put you down.
No. It's four.
What's she doing? Zara. Right? She's just standing here with me.
It's not Zara's, Helly.
It's Zara.
She's sitting on my lap.
So, what do you think of the Boulevard, then?
It was okay. All right.
I love the wall.
Well, yeah, you might do. That's fine.
I do. Did.
I don't dislike it.
Have
you smelled
herself?
No.
Have a sniff.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. She's had a boodle bath.
Oh, yes. Oh, nice. She's done Thursday. Do you know, we have to take her outside the bungalow now.
Why?
Because Sharon's a taker.
Why?
She goes to her.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. It's her domain, isn't it?
She never used to go to Sharon before.
Does she?
She can shower her, do her everything she wants outside.
That's really odd.
That's odd.
Yeah, she
that is odd, actually.
No, she'll not let anybody in because she knows that it's her territory.
Okay, so everyone has gone now. I'm just going to have a cup of tea before we leave. I am sitting here with an elephant on my tummy. Not literally an elephant, it's just what I call Ellie. The little chihuahua. Although she's very big for her breed, actually. She's a big chihuahua. Yes, actually, so she's looking towards you. At the moment, she's looking at you. So I'm just sitting here stroking Eddie Bone. And, yeah, just gonna have a cup of tea. Then I dare say we'll head for home. It's been a nice evening. I shall probably speak a bit more when I get home. But we'll pause for now and speak soon.
Pause recording.
Oh, God.
That's it. That's it. You're at the gate.
Thanks.
Okay, see you later.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wait, not there.
Okay, folks. It's just gone 11 o'clock.
Come on, Zeke.
Oof. Thank you. Right then. Let's just unlock this door. Yes. Not a bad night. Just under the door.
55% battery power. Status bar right. Locate Corey 2335. Pause recording.
So we've walked in the door at the ripe old time of 25 to midnight. Not bad.
Heel. There's no need for that. Heel.
Yes, Pam, I've got two of them.
In we go.
Doors are unlocked already.
Out
here. I was enjoying the cool air, actually.
Well,
it's a bit windy, but it's not that bad. Yeah, folks, the wind has picked up a wee bit, but it actually isn't that bad. That's it. What? Oh, I had a drink. Yeah. Right then. So yeah, that was a nice night out. Anyway, where the bloody right? That's that. Now take my clobber off or my t-shirt. Anyway, I can put that in the drain. Anything you want to add to this poo before I post it?
No.
Okay.
You can
turn them up on your boot. All right, guys and girls.
I nicked it. Well, I didn't exactly, but... I... Okay.
started. You started it and I'm finishing it. Wait.
Alright then, because I need to pee and I don't really want
to. Alright. Alright, guys and girls, well, have a nice night. And you'll hear from us very soon.
Bye.
Bye.